Jazz, how you doing?
This is Zach.
This is Stuart.
And this is Back Row Super Show. This is Me, episode 13.
Yep, where we talk about the things that we've done, the media we've consumed, and the games we have played.
Yeah, yeah. I will hold mine back till the end, because I did one thing.
Oh, really?
It's made up of a bunch of different things, but it's really just one thing.
Yeah? So you're going to let me go?
I'm going to let you go first.
All right. Well, first thing I did, I ended up watching Solo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the newest Disney Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
The one that did not do too hot.
Well.
Unfortunately.
Well, they say it didn't do too hot, but it did pull in almost $750 million.
Yeah, I mean, so, because it is a Star Wars movie. But it was kind of the story that didn't need to be told.
Yeah.
But I will say, I did enjoy it. As a big Star Wars fan, I do enjoy pretty much most of the stuff that's come out recently. I know that a lot of people have been talking about how they have, Star Wars fatigue, where it's just one thing coming after another, year after year after year.
Yeah.
And people are kind of getting tired of it. I can understand that. And I guess that's one of the reasons why I didn't watch this movie in the theaters. I ended up just red-boxing it, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I did enjoy it. I still enjoyed the movie. I thought it was a pretty solid movie. I knew, you know where it's going. A lot of the beats that it hits are pretty standard beats.
Yeah.
I understand, I guess, a bit. Have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah. I saw it in theaters.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you actually went to the theaters.
Yeah.
I know that there's the controversy between the robot. I forget the robot's name of, being an SJW.
L337?
So, yeah.
Leet?
Oh, really?
L337, yeah.
I did not realize that was
Leet. I feel like that was a dumb joke.
Oh, man, that was kind of rough. I didn't think that was too heavy-handed. I mean, it was kind of heavy-handed, but, like...
Yeah, it was pretty heavy-handed.
I mean, don't think it ruined the movie for me.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, it was just...
And it's kind of cool because, in the old movie, the original three, when R2-D2 actually starts talking to the Millennium Falcon, it said... Or... It's implied that there's an entity in the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Which kind of harps back to, oh, well, that's Leet, the robot.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. I also like that you get to see him do the Kessel Run.
Yeah. So I remember when I saw this movie, like, I enjoyed it. Yeah. I thought it was fun. At no point in the movie was I really worried about him, even if he was in bad situations, because, like, I know where he's going, so, like, why do I care? I know he's going to get out of that situation.
Yeah, but it's kind of nice to see a little bit more of a bumbling Solo. Han Solo who hasn't really gotten into his, like, smuggler pants yet.
Yeah.
Where he's trying new and different, basically, tactics of deception.
Yeah.
Where, at the very beginning, where he has the rock that he's like, it's a thermal nuke or a thermal detonator.
Yeah. I mean, that was fun.
I
don't think that we needed to know how he got his last name.
No, but it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. It goes with the whole theme of, like, family and tribes and stuff like that, where he was by himself, but he ended up kind of getting with a band of people. And I do like, again, kind of spoilers, but it's been out for a while, where Disney takes a big hard turn of, like, he murders somebody at the very end.
Yeah.
There's no, like, qualms about him shooting first. He pretty much shoots him while he's talking. His, I guess you would call him mentor. I forget his actual name.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Yeah, but basically his mentor who, at the very beginning of the movie, tells him not to trust anybody.
Yeah.
And his mentor ends up double-crossing him, and at the very end, he basically is monologuing, and Han takes the shot.
Yeah.
Which, you know, shows that he is a gritty, deep kind of character, Han is, and that's kind of his churn of, maybe I should start smuggling things, and I'm no hero.
Yeah. I mean, other than the me not needing to know his name and not feeling any tension to this movie, like, the other downside, I think, or the negative for me would be that I feel like this movie was not lit very well.
Yeah.
There's
That was my complaint, too.
Yeah, there are large.
And doing research on this movie, that's a lot of people's complaint, was that this movie was very dark. There's some comparisons to pre-edited video of it, and it's lit well, but they must have put, like, some sort of filter or tone on it.
Well, I know when we saw this movie, we, meaning,
you and your wife.
Me and my wife and Richard, the previous co-host's wife, all saw it. Hmm. It was dark to the point that speaking to an employee, like, because I thought maybe the bulb was about to die in the projector, because that's what it looked like.
Wow.
it looked like the bulb was dying in the projector, and I was like, hey, is this movie supposed to look like this? And they're like, yeah, no, this is a brand new thing. Like, they could have been lying, but like, it was dark to the point that it was just like, I can't really see what's going on here in this casino scene. Like, what? Or not casino, the gambling
game?
Scene.
Like, yeah, that was, yeah. That's probably one of the darker points. Not darker as in story-wise,
tone,
but like,
yeah, like in the actual light quality in the movie.
It was strange.
Lit well. I feel like Ron Howard did a good job. I've said before, I don't know why Lord and Miller had anything to do with this movie at first.
Yeah.
Because it got kicked off really early, but like, I felt like it was fun.
Yeah, and then the girl from Game of Thrones, I think she was a good counterpiece to Solo. Again, it's been a while, so I don't remember everybody's names. I think Danny Glover did great. I think he kind of...
Donald Glover.
Or Donald.
Danny Glover would be a much different character.
Sorry, I misspoke. Sorry, guys.
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. I think he was a fantastic Lando.
I want to see the Lando Solo movie.
Kind of, yeah. I feel like he kind of stole the scene.
He's
in a
very
lot.
Good.
Yeah. I definitely felt like he was channeling.
Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a decent movie. I'm kind of glad that I didn't pay money to see it in theaters. But I'm happy that I got to still experience it nonetheless. Just for the sake of it being a grumpy Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun movie. I don't think it needed to be shot. Like,
no.
I feel
like they took some risks. Because, again, making Han a little bit more rugged and not Han, because he is definitely not Han Solo from the original. He is more of a bumbling, I'm still trying to figure out my way, let me see what works, oh, this doesn't actually work, kind of Han. So, it's kind of interesting to see that character development, but again, yeah, I didn't have any stake in the movie because I knew everybody was going to be okay. I guess the only, like, thing was I got to see my boy at the very end.
Yeah, that's probably a spoiler.
Well, I said spoil. Yeah, I did spoil the end of the movie.
Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay, then fine.
Darth Maul. Darth Maul. Okay. Darth Maul is at the very end.
Yep. Yeah, and he sure
he's
is.
He's got his robot legs, and then you start wondering, how'd they get out of that pit?
Well, so the thing that I found interesting is that they got Ray Park, the guy that portrayed him,
yeah,
to do the motion capture.
Yeah.
And then they got the guy who voiced the Darth Maul character from the
Rebels series
and yeah, Clone Wars, too, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, I think he was in both series.
Yeah, he provided the voice as well, which is interesting. I hate it that Disney, I feel like, took the wrong lesson from this movie.
Yeah.
Because then they canceled all of them and said, okay, looks like people only want one Star Wars movie every 3 years. It's like, no, I would like more than one Star Wars movie a year. I just, you told the wrong story here.
You should have told it about Boba Fett. Everybody wants to know about the Fett.
Well, no, like, not
about
even
the
that.
Mandalorians. No, like, no, yes, about that.
Well, no, I'm just saying I would like it if they had expanded the universe a little bit more and maybe focused on a character like they did in Rogue One, where it's like these.
No,
I worry about the characters because I don't know if they're going to get out of the situation or not.
I know, I worry about Boba Fett. Okay. I don't know if he's gotten out of Skarlax yet. I need Disney. Disney, if you're listening, ASAP, make a Boba Fett movie. I need to know about him. I need to know about the Mandalorians. I need to know about Boba Fett. I need to know if he got out of that Sarlacc.
Well, Jon Favreau is directing, I think he's showrunning, that show, The Mandalorian.
Oh, is
yeah.
he?
Huh. Yeah. I think he's showrunning that. I know he's directing a couple episodes.
I did not know that.
Maybe you'll get your answers there.
Yes! Hopefully I will. But yeah, so that was one of the movies I saw.
I'm holding mine till the end. I'm holding my action.
Alright. So, another thing. I started playing Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Unfortunately, I haven't broken down to buy a Switch, though my willpower is slowly corroding.
Because will you have one by the end of the year?
Who knows? Maybe I will. But I've been playing it at a couple of friends' houses, and it's been a lot of fun. I played the previous iteration on the Wii U.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it. Actually, me and Richard, the previous co-host here, we went to a couple of tournaments.
Oh, like at Joystick?
At Joystick, and then, like, another, like, a qualifier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where, like, I don't think big names were there, but big names in the community were there. The Atlanta community.
Yeah.
I did not place at all. I don't think Richard placed at all either. But it's just, you know, it's fun. It's just fun getting out there and playing with other people. But I really like how this feels. It was a lot of fun. I think they've really tweaked a lot of characters where it doesn't feel like one particular character is overpowered. It just feels like everybody's kind of overpowered.
Well, so I had a question about that, and maybe you can answer it, is my problem with the last Switch, just because of my...
Whoa, the last Switch?
Or the last Switch. The last Smash.
Okay.
On Wii U, mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily like playing it because I feel like there was so much going on and it was so fast that I couldn't keep up.
Really?
I know I have sight issues too. Granted, I've only ever seen it being played with 8 people, and so yes, it was tiny and I couldn't follow
probably.
It.
Probably. Because most people's complaint on that version was that it was too slow. That
I'm just getting too old for this series then.
That the fall speed was slow, that the movement was kind of heavy, and they've actually sped some things up in this newer version.
Okay, but I mean, so camera is wild? Have they limited it to, like, 4 players?
No, you can still play 8, but the majority of the playtime that I've had is just one-on-one. Because that's kind of like the tournament scene where it's one-on-one, no items, no, like, smash ball where you can do your final smash.
Yeah.
But it's so nice that they have all the characters. I was able to play Snake. I hadn't played Snake in a long time.
Has he not been in it very often?
He was in it once in the, think the Wii version.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It's been a while then, yeah.
Yeah, because that's the big thing about, or the big draw to this one is they've got everybody who's ever been in Smash is in this one, plus new characters.
Other than Waluigi.
Waluigi has never been in Smash.
No?
Nope. Waluigi has never gotten that invite to Smash.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's only in Mario Kart 8 then?
He's been in all the Mario Tennis too, and Mario Parties, and all those things.
I had no idea he was never in Smash.
Yep. He's never been in Smash.
Okay.
That's why there's that big meme about, like, putting him in Smash. He's always an assist trophy. He's an assist trophy with his tennis racket.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that in the nerd fight.
Yeah. But, it's been a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. I think it's one of their better iteration. I'm not going to make that controversial statement that's better than Melee, because Melee is, like, the golden child.
Oh, okay.
Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Yeah, and I've heard that the Smash Brothers community is kind of...
stinky?
Not
they're
great.
They're not stinky.
No, that they're not great, and they, like, swarm and hoard over people.
No.
Critical.
No, I mean, you know,
no more
all
than any other geek culture. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to always have those people. But I really enjoy the new character, the Inkling. I think that is one that...
Is that one a pretty fast character?
Yeah. Okay. It's a kind of fast, lighter character. I think I'm going to try to focus on that character as, like, a main.
Okay.
But I got Snake, who's also really awesome, and then Ike. Ike's really cool. He's a guy from Fire Emblem.
Oh, yeah, Fire Emblem.
He's a heavy guy.
Ike and... who was the other one from
Roy?
Roy, yeah.
Roy's our boy. That's what they would chant if you're doing well. So Ike's a heavy character. He's got a very... his reach is great because of his sword and everything along those lines. But yeah, I don't think King K. Rool is as bad as people think he is.
I'm assuming he's big and heavy.
He is big and heavy, and he's got really good recovery.
Mm.
And he has a lot in his toolbox. So people are kind of complaining that he's a bit overpowered. He also has armor, so when he does his moves, you can't break him out of his moves because, he has some armor. With lighter hits, you can break him out of his moves if, you know, shoot him with a harder
attack.
Hit him
with a baseball bat.
Yeah. So, this could be the game that just breaks me mentally where I buy a Switch. And if it does, I'm more than happy to play people. I'll be sure to put down, like, my friend code out there if you want to play against me. I'm not great. Let me put that out there. I do get salty, so.
So much salt.
So much salt. Gotta go to those salt mines. And then my last thing was I ended up traveling... As I was traveling, I watched Three Billboards on a Plane.
Oh, okay.
It was good. It was a good movie. Not really much to talk about. I guess I would recommend the movie.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I haven't, which is surprising because it looks very Coen Brothers-y.
It is very Coen Brothers-y.
Even though I know they had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
But I love Coen Brothers type stuff,
yeah.
And so like you know, modern noir type stuff, and
yeah.
So it's super interesting. It's just it wasn't a big screen movie, and I just haven't had an opportunity to watch.
It wasn't. It tells a good story. I'm not going to spoil this one, because I guess it's a little bit newer than Solo. It's a decent movie. I would recommend seeing it. If you had the opportunity, but I say don't go out of your way to see it. But it was nice. It was decent.
Okay. Gotcha. So you recommend it for...
Yeah, I would recommend it. It's got an interesting story beat, and it's got an interesting hook. There are little scenes that kind of, I don't know, kind of drag a little bit, just personally. But nonetheless, I think it's a good movie.
Okay, well, yeah. I'll have to check it out at some point then.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it would be a good movie for, like, a actual session.
Oh, yeah. No, I just meant, like in my private time.
Oh, okay, yeah. In your private time. But that was about it for me.
Okay. Well, like I said, I have one thing made up of many. My thing is Batman.
Oh, okay.
So,
just Batman in general?
So, more or less. I watched and I got all of this from the library.
Oh, library, where you can get free movies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All you got to do is get a library card, and it is not difficult to do. So I watched Assault on Arkham, which is actually a movie that's in the Arkham Asylum type universe.
Okay.
The Batman there is modeled much differently, as are the Rogues Gallery.
Is this an animated movie?
It is. It's okay. An animated movie. Okay. Yeah. It's funny. I was watching it, and I mentioned to my wife that it's a better Suicide Squad movie than Suicide Squad was.
Ah, Suicide Squad. Man.
And don't get me wrong. Because, you know, Richard and I did a coverage of Suicide Squad.
I know.
I enjoyed it.
I know.
It's not a great movie.
No. I've read the comics. I read the original, the original Suicide Squad comics, because when the movie came out, they released a
big collection.
And I really enjoyed the Suicide Squad comic version, but the movie I was not too hot about.
Yeah, the movie had some problems. Animated movie.
You guys should definitely check out that podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it's like episode 7.
Nice-ish.
But it's fairly early in the run. But
still,
the Assault on Arkham movie, like I said, it's a better Suicide Squad movie than Suicide Squad, because it focuses almost solely on them.
On who's them?
On the Suicide Squad.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Harley Quinn, Deadshot, King Shark instead of Killer Croc.
Okay.
Captain Boomerang. There's a fifth one I'm forgetting. Now, that being said, I do know that David Ayers, the director of the Suicide Squad live-action movie, only had 6 weeks to write that movie. I'm sure if you pulled from the original, like, Ostrander original storylines, you would have a better movie, but, like, if you have six weeks to write a movie, like, it's not going to be great.
True.
This one was fun. If you like those characters, or you like the Arkham Asylum line of games, this is set in that universe. It's really cool. It has them going after a MacGuffin in Arkham Asylum.
Okay.
But I do recommend...
We all love MacGuffins.
Yeah. Yeah, I do recommend seeing it.
Nice.
I also saw the animated version of The Killing Joke, which is based on the Alan Moore. It's non-canonical.
Yes.
I like the original comic, because the thesis of the original comic is that all it takes is one bad day and you're the Joker. You're the bad guy. Yeah. This movie... I can't really recommend this movie over the comic. There's a lot of really troubling stuff where, like, it's pretty much implied that the Joker rapes Barbara Gordon.
Oh.
Barbara Gordon, Batgirl. Also has a sexual relationship with Batman.
Okay.
Which was just kind of added, because I don't remember that from the original comic.
No, yeah. And this is all in a movie?
And this is all in a movie.
So they just imply it.
I mean, it shows them, like, afterward.
Ew.
Yeah. It's not great. I would read the comic. The original comic, and the reason it's non-canonical is the way it ends, it's heavily implied, or at least to me it was implied, that Batman kills the Joker.
Yeah.
I
got that same feeling, too.
Again, non-canonical, even though Barbara Gordon in it is shot by the Joker and paralyzed from the waist down, and she becomes Oracle, which Oracle is a character in the current running. So it's like, how is that non-canonical? Anyway, comics are weird.
Comics are weird.
I would avoid The Killing Joke. It's not a great adaptation, and it does a lot of really weird, perverse stuff that it's like, I don't understand why you included this. Like, it doesn't... it's only included for titillation, it seems. And it's like, that's...
you don't want to have that. I'm not a fan. Yeah.
And I also saw Dark Knight Returns. It's an adaptation of the Frank Miller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Run. Parts 1 and 2.
You've never seen that one?
No. This isn't the Christopher Nolan one.
Yeah.
This is... I've read the Frank Miller comic, but I never saw the movie that they put out.
Okay.
To accompany it, recently.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be cut into two parts. I saw it in one, like, grand cut, so I got the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a good adaptation of the work. It's got Frank Miller's, weird, like, xenophobic...
Yeah.
Misogynistic tone to it. So, if you, like, it was written in 85 or 86, I think, and so I feel like it was not as shocking then as it is today.
Yeah.
If you like the original work, stick with the original work. This movie, it doesn't change a whole lot, but I feel like the things it could have changed were to kind of smooth out the rough edges on what he's doing, because, you know, society progresses. You would hope that things change and get better.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is kind of aggrandizing bad views that the original author had,
mm-hmm.
and doesn't make any statement to clarify or change any of that. It's just a straight adaptation. So
yeah.
If you have problems with that, you may want to stick away from it. If you've never read Dark Knight Returns, you may want to watch this, because rather than reading 300 pages of it, it's much easier to just watch 2 hours.
And reading the 300 pages, it's really kind of hard to digest.
Yeah. It's interesting, because, like, for anyone who doesn't know, the story of it is that, you know, Batman comes out of retirement, as an older Batman. This is the Batman that's referenced in the DC extended universe.
Yeah, this is the grizzled Batman who's just, like, he's fed up, basically.
He's fed up with it. He has thrown that no killing rule out the window.
Yeah.
Like, he's just done messing around, because he knows he can't rehabilitate people anymore.
Yeah. Which, you know, I prefer... Did you ever see Batman Beyond?
Yes.
It was an animated show, I think on Cartoon Network, where Batman is an old man now, and he passes the mantle to a kid.
Yeah.
And he's not as grizzled, so I kind of like that version of old Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, compared to the Batman Returns.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's see. Then I also watched Batman and Harley Quinn.
Okay.
I highly recommend that one. That is very fun.
Huh.
It's,
again, animated?
Yeah, it's animated. All, and it's funny, the DC animated movies are way better than the live action ones that they put out.
Like, there you go.
They need to get those writers doing things.
Yeah.
they seem to know what they're doing. At least with the original stuff. The adaptations aren't quite as strong, but I mean, that could be because they're adapting material that's 30 years old.
Yeah.
But Batman and Harley Quinn's interesting. Batman and Nightwing team up with, or press gang Harley Quinn into helping them.
Yeah.
Because Poison Ivy steals something, and they know that she has a connection with Poison Ivy. Yeah.
And Nightwing is older Robin.
Yeah, he's first Robin. He's original Dick Grayson. Robin.
Yeah.
He is his quote unquote ward. But Nightwing is based in, if you think of Metropolis as New York and ignore the DC extended universe, I've always thought of Gotham as being like Chicago.
Yeah. I could see that.
Dick Grayson is based in, what I would refer to as DC's version of New Jersey, which is Bloodhaven.
Yeah. Jazzy.
He's interesting. He's just too do-goody. But this movie is super fun. It's only like 70 or 80 minutes. Like, it's not feature length. So that may be one reason why they don't have these writers do it, because they seem to be much better at covering material that's like longer than an animated episode.
Yeah.
But not quite feature length.
Yeah.
Which I would think that it would be easier to go that direction than the reverse. But, you know. Batman and Harley Quinn, thumbs up. Just like Assault on Arkham. The other thumbs down movie would be Batman Gotham by Gaslight.
Gotham by Gaslight. Yeah, I've never heard that one.
It is... So it's... They did a run in the maybe late 80s, maybe early 90s, of different reimaginings of Batman in different time periods. And so this one focuses on Victorian Gotham.
So this is steampunk
Batman? Yeah, it's pretty steampunky.
Oh, okay.
They do some, like, I don't really recommend this.
Does he have goggles?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, then it's not steampunk.
Well, characters do have goggles, he just doesn't. But, like, the movie's weird. Like, I guess it's not entirely a thumbs down, but it's not really a thumbs up either. It's
like a thumbs in the middle.
It's kind of in the middle. It's like, if you're interested in Batman, you should watch it, but, like, it doesn't really adapt the comic very well.
Yeah, I mean, he's in Victorian
but the
era.
Original, yeah, like spoilers for this, obviously, Jim Gordon is Jack the Ripper.
No.
He's a crazy murderer, and it's like, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, Jim Gordon's supposed to be the guy that Joker's trying to break and killing joke because he's such an upstanding, lawful, good character. And it's like, okay, all right.
I guess when you have that reimagining, it's free game where it's like, oh, I'm just going to use some well-known names and stick them in random situations. Like,
yeah,
I'll make a Two-Face into a hot dog vendor.
Yeah, okay.
when you go to him and you're like, can I get some mustard on it? He only puts on half of the hot dog.
Yeah, then he puts sauerkraut on the other half and says, deal with it.
But you don't have to pay unless he flips a coin and it's heads.
Yeah.
But if it's tails, free hot dog.
If it's tails, he shoots you in the face and eats the hot dog.
So would you go to this hot dog vendor?
No.
Yeah. Remember, kids, a hot dog isn't worth getting shot in the face, or having the chance getting shot in the face.
So, I want to finish this one out with a question that I'll pose to you. The listener, too. You can write us in. I'll open up the Facebook so that we can have a discussion group going, and maybe we can talk about it. I'm going to give you a list of people who have portrayed Batman.
Okay. Oh, God.
And just tell me who your favorite one is. It's simple, okay? So, we start off in the 60s with Adam West.
Okay. Yeah, he was a funny dude. I do like his humor.
Michael Keaton in 89 and in 92 was the first, like... Well, I mean, Adam West had a motion picture, but...
Yeah, he did. That's when the shark repellent.
Yeah, but it's also the bat dance.
Yeah, yeah.
The weird, crazy hippie dance that he does.
Exactly.
So in 89 and 92, Michael Keaton portrayed Batman in Batman and then Batman Returns by Tim Burton.
Yep.
Val Kilmer in 95 or 96, I think?
That was...
95
that was
Batman
Bat
Forever.
Nipples, right?
No.
Not Bat Nipples yet.
Bat Nipples is George Clooney. So Val Kilmer played him in Batman Forever, directed by Joel Schumacher.
Yep.
George Clooney portrayed him in Batman and Robin.
Man, all the Batmans.
In 97 or 98-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Which, Schumachers are weird. I like Batman Forever, but Batman and Robin is just like, God, that's a terrible movie.
Batman and Robin was with the the Riddler, right?
No, that was Forever. Batman and Robin is Mr. Freeze, Poison Ivy, and Bane.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze, Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy, and then some...
Is it Mr. Freeze or Dr. Freeze?
Mr. Freeze.
Oh, okay.
He is a doctor, though.
Oh, man, he should have gone with Dr. Freeze.
You'd think.
Yeah.
Then we have Christian Bale for the Nolan movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, or recent. Ben Affleck and Justice League and the new iteration. Kevin Conroy from original animated series.
Okay.
And then Will Arnett from the Batman Lego movie. Will Arnett does a really good job. That movie is hysterical. I think that we'll have to cover that for an episode because the Batman Lego movie is fantastic.
It's such a great movie. God, that's hard.
And you can pick a live action and an animated.
All right, then Will Arnett for the Batman Lego movie.
You like him more than Kevin Conroy then?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The original Batman?
Yeah, I can
see that.
I like the blending of all the different Batmans in that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, he covers a lot of, Batman strengths and weaknesses. And you know what? I'm going to have to go, probably with, for live action, the original Batman series, Adam West.
Adam West, really?
Yeah. He's just, I don't know. I don't like my Batman too serious.
Oh, you don't like Grimdark?
I enjoyed the, funny Batman, silliness. Not because of his acting, just because of the gonzo-ness.
Yeah, just because of how weird it is.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. But for, serious Batman, probably the newest ones, Batman Beyond, Batman, Dark Knight Rises.
Kevin Conroy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original, or not the original ones.
The Tim Burton ones?
Cut all of this out. No, the original, or the three that just came out.
Oh, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, just brain fart.
Okay.
Yeah, as a serious Batman.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
So, honestly, I like all of them just because I like Batman. But,
yeah.
I guess I'll go... I guess that I will go Ben Affleck for darker Batman.
Really?
Yeah, because he...
I never saw the Batman versus Superman.
Okay.
I haven't seen Justice League.
Okay. He does a very good job of playing the older grizzled Batman.
Yeah.
Who is out of fucks.
Yeah. Where he's running people over.
Yeah. I also like how the bat suit was modeled on like the short stubby little ears.
Yeah.
Like on Frank Miller and Frank Miller's version.
Yeah.
I think he does a really good job. I don't care what people say. In terms of goofy Batman, I think I got to go with the world of Val Kilmer's Batman.
Huh. Why?
Batman Forever?
Yeah.
It's so weird, but it's not weird like Batman and Robin is, cuz I feel like Batman and Robin is just
really out there.
Super strange.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I can't tell if you're making fun of me for watching this movie.
just so meta.
But Batman Forever, I think, is a movie that holds up very, very well.
Okay.
Animated, I gotta go with Kevin Conroy, just because I remember coming home from school and watching Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
Will Arnett's fun. And yeah. I appreciate it as an adult, but I think for nostalgia reasons, I got to go Kevin Conroy.
That's totally understandable.
Yeah.
But, send us an email. Let us know what your favorite animated Batman or serious Batman is.
Yeah, I mean, I may put up a poll of this on our website and just see who chooses what.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
Yeah, I can't do the same for, Superman, because it's just been Christopher Reeves and, Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Old shotgun arms, Henry Cavill.
That's right. there's been a lot of reimagining of Batman and recasting of Batman. Batman's a very popular character.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess if I get around to doing a poll up there, feel free to vote.
Yeah. Or send us an email. Let us know.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll probably unlock the discussion group because everyone seems to be civil and nice that listen to us, so I don't foresee any problems with having to step in and ban people.
Nice.
But yeah, just let us know how you like what we're doing, what we can do better. If you want to shoot us an email, it's backrowsupershow@gmail.com.
Or if you want to find us on Facebook, that is Back Row Super Show, all four.
Yeah, four words. Separate words. The book club book right now, I guess we can have like a meta moment at the end, like we've been doing. Book club book is Warbreaker by Brandon Sanderson. Warbreaker,
yep.
And then we will be at, in the first weekend in April, 221 BeatCon here in Atlanta. It's a convention
solely
based around Sherlock Holmes. We've done coverage of it last year, and they asked us back.
Yeah, which is exciting.
Great, or not asked us back. I asked them, and they said, yeah, sure, we'd love to have you back. And so really, it was me asking them and them approving it, but we love them. It is a very fun convention. Listen to our coverage of it from last year. The quality of the recording that we did is not as great as it is now
because
we did not have the nice microphone that we do now.
Yeah, but definitely look forward to our review of it in the future.
Yeah, just after the convention. Hopefully we'll be able to get that episode out the Monday after.
But yeah.
We'll see. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week for a main show episode of Avatar, The Last Airbender, Book 4.
Yeah. See you guys later.
See ya.